Blog Talk Radio. And amen. Good morning to Out of Appeal Heart Ministries Word Alive morning prayer. We couldn't get the music to stop. I don't know. Having technical difficulties in the studio this morning, but we do thank God for another day. We do thank God for allowing us to be here another day. And we are privileged to be here this morning, enter into the gates of God this morning with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thankful unto him, and we bless his name because he is a great God. No matter what, God is a great God. He is such an awesome God. He's such a loving God. He's such a compassionate God. I don't know about you, but I know that his compassion never fails and his mercy never runs out. I thank him for that. Well, we don't want to try and tempt God to see if his mercies ever fail. The word of God says, new mercies I see every day. So we thank God for the new mercies that we see every day. We thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's providing for us. God is such an awesome God. I don't know, you know, where would we be without him? Where would we be without God? What would we do without him? I don't want to find out. I just, you know, God is just too, he's just awesome. So let's just leave it like that. God is so awesome. Hallelujah. He is so, so awesome. Bless the name of the Lord. And this morning, I want to say good morning to Bishop Scott. And how you doing this morning, Bishop Scott?
Oh, I'm doing well. Blessed by the best.
Amen. Amen.
On here, listening to what God is going to speak to your heart, to us, as well as giving some birthday shout-outs to a few family members and friends that I know.
I don't know whose birthdays it is.
My cousin Raymond, Evelyn, folk down there, and he's one that lives in Oklahoma, cousin to my cousin, our cousin Reginald. That's his son. His 52nd birthday. I remember when he was born, when I first met him, he was 1 year old, and I was about 11. And I went on down there to visit them, and I met him. And that boy grabbed hold of my hair and wouldn't let go of my hair to save his life. That boy had me on a vice-like grip. I cried and I cried. I said, get this boy off of me. Yeah, the pull and the yank. That's what I remember about little Raymond. He's not too little now. He's a grandfather himself, as we all are. We're all grandparents. Seems like time just flies away. Remember those days down there in Dunder, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, when we used to go visit them. You and I haven't been in a while. Some of the families, our family has been, but we haven't been. So I would like to maybe go down there. I would like to go down there to see them and go a little further to see the grandchildren in Virginia. That's my hope. That's my prayer. Something can be done to see the family this year, a family that we haven't seen in a while. And so that's my prayer. That's my desire. And I'll seek the Lord about it. He'll make a way. If not 2013, hopefully, prayerfully, he will make a way in 2014.
Okay, so does that conclude your birthday shout-out?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shout-out, birthday, folks. Happy birthday!
Right, happy birthday, cousin.
Raymond.
Yeah, you, Raymond. Cousin Raymond. Okay, we're going to read Proverbs 14. So if you all have your Bibles or your computers or your smartphone, 14 Proverbs says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may grow, may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. The backslider in his heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly. A man of wicked intentions is hated. People inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not go astray who devise evil? But mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and the children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of a prince. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Bishop, please put your phone on mute. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favorite is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. That was Proverbs chapter 14. In your time, would you please go back and read that again and let it meditate. Meditate on it and let it be something that you give heed to on today in the name of Jesus. All of us would take good advice if we would sit and meditate on the Word of God. If you can't read it, let it play in your ears. Let it play so that it can minister to you and we can be wise. I want to be wise. I don't know about you, but I want to be wise. I love to be wise in the Word. So it'll be a good thing to read the book of Proverbs and study the book of Proverbs. And like my husband says, get a concordance, a Greek and Hebrew lexicon, a Greek and Hebrew study Bible, so that we can be knowledgeable in the word, so we can rightly divide the word of truth. We sometimes say that, you know, rightly, that study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But sometimes I don't think that, you know, there's a lot of rightly dividing. I think there's a lot of personal interpretation and what we think God meant instead of knowing what God actually means. So let us be careful with that and make sure that we are definitely rightly dividing the word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. Let's utilize the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to devise a plan that we can, that's manageable for us, so that we can get study time in of the word of God. We have no reason to be lazy. We have no reason. We do what we want to do. So let's ask God to help us to fall in love with his word, to fall in love with him, so that, you know, we can become men and women of wisdom. Amen. That's what we want to be this morning, men and women of wisdom. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you today on this October 26, 2013, day 26, Lord, of morning prayer. And Father, I know that it doesn't matter to you that we've been praying for 26 days, but it matters to me because, Lord, we've been able to come into your presence for at least 26 days, even though we're doing it longer than that. But, God, we just thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to come into your presence with thanksgiving, to be able to come into your courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we glorify you today. We bless your name, Lord God, because you are worthy, truly worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you, O God, in Jesus' name, because your mercies are everlasting to everlasting. Your mercies are new today. I don't have to go off of yesterday's mercies, but the mercies today are brand new. They're new for me. They're new for my husband. They're new for everybody who woke up today, glory to God, that we have new mercies today. And, Father, I say thank you, Lord God. I say thank you, Lord, for giving us new mercy today. Thank you for allowing us another day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day, Lord God, and not for ourselves, but for you, for your purpose, Lord God. We spoke on last night, Lord God, and talked about holiness, Lord God, being set apart, being different, being not like the world, Lord God. And we ask you today that the word that we heard on last night, that we will hear that word and meditate on that word and become different, Lord God, because of your word. Father, your word says, how can a young man cleanse his way? And the answer is by giving heed according to the word of God. Not giving heed according to the world, but giving heed according to the word of God. Help us today, Lord, to take heed to the word of God in every area of our lives, every area. Father, help us to make a decision that we will stand for righteousness, that we will avoid as much as we can, Lord God, those things that are not pleasing to you, Lord God. Whatever it is that we've set up and made gods that we have put before you, whatever it is, Lord God, we ask you to help us today, Father, and we ask you to forgive us because you said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So, God, whatever gods we have set up before you, we ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name, and we ask you to help us that we will not set up any other god before you, that we will not place people, things, anything, Lord God, before you. Father, we need you so much. We need you. This world is going to do so much. It's just doing so much, and we don't want to be a part of it. We don't want to be a part of the lies that are being told. We don't want to be a part of the foolishness that's being told and things that are being perverse, Lord God, and people using your word to bring sin into the body of Christ. Father, today we just ask your forgiveness. We ask you to help us today, Lord. I'm crying out to you, Lord God, because I don't want to be fooled, Lord God. I don't want to be fooled. I don't want to be deceived by the enemy, Lord. So I want to stay before you. I want to stay in your presence. I want to stay in your word. Help me, Lord, where I fall short. Help us, Lord, where we fall short. Teach us to war in the spirit. Teach us to be students of valor. Lord, we need you so, so much, Lord God. We need you every minute of every day, Lord. We need you. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. We sometimes try, Lord God, but we can't make it without you. We need you today, Lord God. All we have to do is look at the news, Lord God, and just see the foolishness going on, Lord God, and see the wickedness going on in the world. But God, today, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to raise up the body of Christ. We ask you today, Lord God, to raise up the body of Christ, to raise up the body of Christ, that we will stand as lights in this world, that we will stand as lights in this world, Father God. Please raise us up today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we truly need you. We truly need you to help us to be that light, to help us, Lord God, to be that witness in this world. And Father, I just thank you for your word on last night, Lord God, that taught us that we are to be different. We are to be set apart. We're not supposed to be like the world. Help us today, God. Help us today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us that we will be set apart, Lord God, that we will talk like you, Lord God. It says set apart to be like you, set apart to be like you, Lord God. And Father, you didn't sin, Father. You didn't do those things, Lord God. When Jesus came, he didn't do those things that were unpleasing to the Father. He did exactly what you said do. And Father, that's where we want to be today. We want to be obedient children. We want to do what you say do, Father. We want to obey you, Father. Why? So that souls can be saved, Lord God, so that souls can be won into your kingdom, Lord God. It's not about us anymore, Lord God. It's not about us anymore, Father God, but it's about your will, Father. We want to submit to your will today, Lord God. We want to submit to your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Turn back our backslidings, oh God. Turn us back. Turn our hearts back to you, God, not to this money that we're looking for and to all these things, oh God, and people putting out all this stuff. Lord, we just ask you to help us today, Lord God. I mean, I know you give us gifts and you give us talents, Lord God, and you give us these things so that we can use them. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for that. But, God, help us so that we don't let our gifts and talents just become our God. Help us that we don't allow our gifts and talents to overthrow the mission that you have given us, Lord God, that we become prideful, that we become arrogant, that we become non-teachable, that we become non-conforming to your word. Father God, we ask you to help us this day in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, as we pray this morning, I was looking on Facebook, and I see so many people posting pictures about missing children. And Father, I don't know if all of them are real, but for the ones that are real, Father, we pray for these missing children, and we ask you to send your angel to go forth to bring these children back to their parents, to bring them back alive, to bring them back, oh God, without hurt, harm, and danger, that there be no residual effects, Lord God, from whatever happened to them while they were away from their parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, please send your ministering spirits, please send your angels to go forth and find these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. These kidnappers are taking kids, selling them for slaves, selling them for whatever else they're selling them for, Lord God. But Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to confuse the plan of the enemy. I ask you to begin the enemy to turn against himself, that the enemy will begin to fight himself and the children will be able to escape. They will be able to go, Lord God, and be reunited with their families. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, there's one autistic boy who's been missing for about a month, Lord God, and nobody seems to know where he is, Lord God. He can't even talk. He can't talk because he cannot communicate. But, Father, we ask that you send your angels to minister to this boy, to minister to him, Father God. He's about 14 years old, oh God. But, Father, he has autism, and he doesn't know, Lord God, what to do. He has a fascination with trains, Lord God, so he left school to go and ride a train. But, God, I ask you to please send your angels to find this young boy, to find him alive and well, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Father, you can do this. I know this is not too hard for you. So I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, if you will do this, to find this child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and not just this one, but the rest of the children that are missing, Lord. And we thank you for the little blonde girl that was found, Lord God, in the gypsy colony, Lord, that she was found and her parents were found. We thank you for that, Lord God. But, Father, we just pray for those that are yet missing, those that, you know, are trying to escape and don't know what to do. Father, please help them, God. Please deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Please, oh God, I don't know what your plan is, oh God, but please Can you do that, Lord God? Can you do it quickly, Lord, and not let the parents have to wait for 20 and 30 years to find their children, Lord God? But it's your will, not my will, God. Your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just say thank you today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you and I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We glorify your name. Father, we take you with us. We take your Holy Spirit with us. And in fact, we don't take you with us. We follow you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we follow you, oh God. We follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. We want to do what you want us to do. We want to go where you want us to go. We want to say what you want us to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, be with us today, Lord God. Be with those that need healing in their bodies, oh God. Be with us, oh God, that need healing in our bodies. Be with us, oh God, who need financial help, oh God. Be with us, those who need, oh God, mental healing, Lord God, spiritual healing, oh God, whatever kind of healing, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Those that are seeking you with their whole hearts but are still stuck, Lord God, with alcoholism, still stuck with sexual problems, Lord God, we pray for them, God, that you will release them today, Lord God, from the bondage, Lord God, that keeps them bound up and keep them from fully serving you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We lift up the women and their children and the women's shelters, oh God, that you will provide their need for them in Jesus' name. And Father, not just provide, oh God, their natural needs, but God, save them in the name of Jesus. Save them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Some of them are really seeking you with their whole hearts. And Father, I ask, oh God, that you will send people to minister to them, that they will not fall by the wayside and not go back, Lord God, that they won't go back to the familiar, Lord God, but they will seek you and move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Bless the little children. Your word says, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the. Thank you for the babies today, Lord God. We thank you for the children. Every mother who's trying to get her child baptized, Lord God, baptize the mother. Baptize the father, Lord God, in the spirit so that they will be able to raise their children up in the ways of the Lord, the ways and the admonition of the Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let people understand what baptism of children means, baptism period means, oh God. Father, let give these parents understanding of what it means, oh God, to give their children back to you so they can turn their children back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that christening is cute and everything, and, you know, you get godparents and all this and that and the third. But, Father, let them know the real meaning, Lord God, and what they're signing up for, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Bless pastors to begin to teach about this thing, about baptism and about what it means for a parent to raise a child up in the admonition of the Lord. For how can a parent raise a child up in the admonition of the Lord and they don't know the Lord themselves, oh God? But Father, we just pray for the entire family, Lord God, that they will come to know you, Father God, and not just come to know you, but come to know you, love you, and serve you, and obey you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and praise and honor today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go in peace. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Area code 215-801. Thank you so much for calling in. If you will inbox me on Facebook, your address, I will send you a copy of the book that I said that I would send out. And it's Teresa, God is Making Me Over Again, Scott. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Bishop Scott.
Bless you. Get you off. God bless you.
I don't know. What's going on?
Oh.
I didn't hear anything.
Your lady saying thank you.
Did she say that?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't hear her. It's been some kind of problem because I couldn't even stop the song.
What?
And Donna Shaw said she tried to get in, and she couldn't get in.
You were bringing up last night bad.
Really?
Boy. Really bad.
Really?
Yep.
You should have told me. Maybe it was the headphones.
I don't know what it was, but it was a break. Then you guys started getting echoing in you.
You should have said something.
But you knew the echoing.
I didn't hear any echo.
When you were dealing with Shirley, you mentioned it. It was echoing.
I had to get some, my headphones were working really good, and then I messed it up, but.
Well, use mine if you have to.
That's what I was using.
Mine?
Yep.
I don't see mine. Yeah, you took mine.
I said that's what I was using.
Yeah, you just said it now.
Because you told me to take it.
I know. That's what I tell you to do. I said, yours aren't working right. Use mine.
That's what I did.
You need to have a different, a more upgraded.
Yeah.
Better set. See, if you're doing stuff like this, you need the best equipment. Not just something that you're going to fool around with at your own little home. I mean, you're on an international line here. People all over the world can hear you.
I know. I need to get another pair. I will.
I mean, in a nice pair, better than all the pairs you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay for indoors or something like that. You doing a little videotape or something.
The pair that I had was a great pair because these came with Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're working right until you drop it. I mean, so you can get a pair like that again, but just don't drop them. The best pair, if you drop them, is going to mess up.
Yeah.
So, yes, right, Jesus. Quite a bit there.
That was a bit much.
A little bit much, more than enough. More than enough.
No. More than enough.
More than enough.
More. More than enough. More than enough.
So you get some with your sister Celestine?
Aye. Huh?
You know with your sister Celestine?
Nope.
Oh my. Celestine, Magin, Badim, Bain, Bain.
Oh, be funny. Don't be messing around with, and you got a whole month free on your broadcast. You better work it.
I am. I'm doing it now. I got my Tuesday already scheduled. I did that last yesterday. I think I'll bring my other one to it, too. But I want you to work with that for me, change my numbers, that ad that you made for me. I need you to change the information, you know.
Is that right?
So it's not going to be on your wavelength. It'll be on mine. Cause you don't need me to have all this time, and then all I'm doing is that one program when I actually have two. I'm going to bring that over to that, too. You understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Do you understand what you're trying to say to you?
Yes, I understand what I'm trying to say to you.
Hmm.
So I want you to do that today if you can.
Well, then if I do that, then you need to take my hair out.
Hey, I know how to do that. Can I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Well, that might be something you need to learn.
Take your hair out because you got to wash your hair because your hair too funky for me.
No, you did not just say that. I'm so sure you didn't just say that.
I tell you what I do. You do that for me, and I'll make you breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I don't want lunch.
Well, I'll make you breakfast and dinner. That sound like a deal?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
I'll get a nice breakfast. How did you do your pork chop last night?
It was good. I ate it.
Yes, even Shaw said, my goodness, I mean, this meat just falling off the bone. I said, that's how Trish and I cook. that's how we cook it this out. So not half done, and we got to gristle, we got to throw that away because we can't bite into it. No, we don't cook like that. I told a person without teeth can eat our meat. It just melts right in your mouth.
Most of the time.
It melts right in your mouth. It's because we take our time in cooking it. And it's nice, and I like it like that. I like it where it just falls right out the bone. Because I have a problem with my hand. And I try to deep cut and all that stuff. It's easier for me just to use a fork with my left hand. So that means I have to get the right hand with a knife and all that kind of stuff and try to cut. No. I can just cut it so nicely with my fork. That's why I like it. That's why I cook that way, because I want it to be easy on me and whoever else needs to have it easy on. No one wants to get through gristle and all that kind of stuff. Half the meal is gristle. Ain't nobody gonna eat that. So half the meal is just wasted.
I don't know why the girl can't cook, but...
Did that fish, that's the only thing she's done. And see, that's a fast meal, so it's not you watching over it, you know, and kind of doctoring up. All you do is bread it, put it in there for about maybe 10 minutes, if that. But some people don't even like it cooked that long, just so that the breading is laid out right. You want to cook it in some kind of cornmeal or something. I said, no, we have breadcrumbs. Yeah, you eat breadcrumbs with it? Yeah. That's how we cook. We just don't bring stuff in this house and we don't use it to cook. You like things your way, we like things our way, but you're cooking for us. Your family's not here. You're not sitting here eating with us. You're cooking the Scott satisfaction, not to the ride out and... I tell Shirley all the time. I lay it out there. They say, you're cooking the people's thing. You don't cook like you want to cook, unless it's in agreement with the people. Now maybe I wouldn't mind mother's cooking, but I'm used to that cooking. I'm used to your cooking. So you can just go ahead and take little licenses, you know, go a little further, and maybe, because I know you, I like your cooking, so I can give you some liberties, and I would taste things that I normally wouldn't have tasted that you cook, but I like your cooking.
People.
I've yet to be disappointed when you cook something that I haven't tasted, or I haven't tasted in a while, or something that I don't really particularly care for, but I like your cooking, so I taste it, and it always is good. Like lasagna and all those dishes like that. I'm not a big lasagna person, but when you cook it, I can eat that old bag of bad boy up. I mix it with my egg in the morning and everything else. From the leftovers, yeah. I keep on eating it for lunch and all that kind of thing. Oh, yes. Come on into that room. Come into that room.
Oh.
Jesus is my doctor. Pass out all my prescriptions. Give me all of my medicine in my room. Come into that room, oh Lord. Come into my room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my scriptures, and he gives me all of my medicine in my room.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel, John. Jesus is my doctor, and I write out all my scriptures, give him all my medicine in my room.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, get to talking while I get to taking out this hair.
Get the hair out. Isn't Bunny gonna take it out for you?
What?
Isn't Funny Bunny gonna take it out for you?
Who the heck is Funny Bunny?
Really?
You know that nigga. I don't know what time that monkey be coming. Be waiting on her. Not dependable.
Not dependable?
Mm-mm. I wait on her. We're liable to be here all day.
My God.
So I'll have to start. All right, I'll holler at you later. Holler at you later.
Holler at who? Me? What are you going to do now? What are you planning to do now? end times, I mean. The Savior.